This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. As today we close out this wonderful psalm, we've been through it verse by verse by verse. Psalm 103, and I am going to read the entire psalm to you so you can get a context of what we've been discussing, what has been said. And I pray in Jesus' name that if this is the first time you have heard a word on Psalm 103, it has blessed you. I'm sure you've read it many times yourself, but does it mean something new to you? That's the point. It says this: Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us as for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we so deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows we are weak. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wild flowers we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever for those with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there, he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. And finally, we come to today. Praise the Lord. Everything he has created. Everything in all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. You know, when I was reading out that psalm, and when I read that last verse, praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in his whole kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. All I could feel coming from David's mouth as he declared that, all I can feel from his pen as he wrote it, is such incredible love for God, such amazing respect and honor to Almighty God because of what he had done in David's life and what David had seen throughout his long life. From the time when he was a child tending to the sheep in the fields, and he was called in and picked to become the Great One, the King. From the time when he slew Goliath to these times when he is praising his God in the latter days of his life. And all that comes from his lips, beloved, is love for the Almighty, You see, the Almighty pours his love into us. Earlier on, I was praying for those wonderful people, that God would pour his love into their lives, and he is doing that. That I know, that I am certain. He is pouring his love into those wonderful people. And I believe, beloved, if you are allowing him to, he is pouring his love into you. But David is saying the reverse. He's saying, Lord, I love you. With these words, he's declaring that he loves Almighty God. And we know in the Bible, it is impossible to say, Lord, I love you, unless it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want you for 1 second just to say, just to declare your love for God. Just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Say it now. And as you declare your love for Almighty God and you say, Lord, I love you, think about what he has done. To understand and to know God's love for you, all you've got to do is look out of your window if you can and see a tree and see some grass and see some animals and see the willowing fields, if you will. I don't know what you can see from where you are right now. And actually, if I'm trying to see it myself, I can't because I'm in a studio and I have 4 black walls around me with a wooden door. So I'm not able to see anything. But if I opened that door, I would see out and see the garden and see the trees and see the flowers and hear the birds singing. And I would be able to look up into the sky and see the formation of the clouds and the beauty that those clouds form. Even if they're black and gray, just look at the formation of those clouds. That's God's hand. The Bible tells us that he flung stars into space. When you look at the night sky, if you're able to, you look up at the night sky and you see all of those twinkling stars and those planets and those comets. You know this. It was your Lord God Almighty who flung stars into space. Why did he do that? I have no clue. And to be honest, I don't care. All I know is I can gaze upon the beauty of what God has done for this world and this creation. And that is why David is declaring here, praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Everything. How often are you appreciative about what God has done for you? We oftentimes moan and complain because this isn't going right. We can't pay the bills. The mortgage is due. The telephone bill is due. The brown envelopes keep plopping on the envelope. The brown envelopes keep plopping on the floors, and they are there and they gather dust as we pick them up and look through them and think we can't pay that one, so that goes to one side. And then the TV goes wrong, doesn't work anymore. We've got to go and get another one. We go out to the car, turn the ignition key, and we get nothing, and the car doesn't work. Disaster seems to befall us because that is life. Those are the things that happen in this life. But instead of moaning, instead of complaining, why don't we just stop for 1 minute and consider what God Almighty is doing? Consider what he has done as we gaze around us and look at the beauty of this world that God Almighty himself created. You know, one time I was flying to Los Angeles, and we were flying over the Canadian tundra, and I looked out there, and I remember saying to the passenger sitting by the side of me, Do you see all that? That wasteland? That tundra down there? Do you see that? And he said, yeah. And I said, guess what? He said, what? I said, my dad did that. My dad made that. And the guy thought I was off my head. But what a way to start a conversation. What a way to be able to say, my dad is my heavenly father. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one that I adore. And it is his hands that did that. It is his hands that flung stars into space. It is his hands that make every single snowflake a different shape, a different size, and a different pattern. Every single snowflake is totally different. That is the hand of your Heavenly Father who created that. Can't you just say amen? Praise the Lord. Everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom, let all that I am praise the Lord. Is this your desire today? Is this your desire to declare to Almighty God right now, let all that I am praise the Lord? Are you able to let everything that you are praise him? Are you able to put aside all the troubles and the trials in your life? Are you able to put aside all the problems that you face? Are you able to put aside the hardship in your life? Are you able to put aside all of that junk? Because that, beloved, is what it is. It's junk. A mere bagatelle to Almighty God. Are you able to say to him, Lord, I put it all to one side now. Every bit of it I put to one side, because all I want to do is praise you and worship you and adore you and praise your holy name. Are you able to do that? Say this with me now. Lord God Almighty, I lay it all to one side. All the things I face, I put it to one side, Almighty God. And I say to you now in Jesus' name, let all that I am praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
This is my prayer, an offering of love, rising to you, my Lord. All of my thoughts, my fears and anxious ways, I give to you. I know that trusting means letting go. Give me the courage to get out of the boat and walk upon the rolling sea. As I look to you and away from me, so here I am in all my contradictions, afraid to live from the source of my convictions, all the plans I've made and the masks I've worn count for nothing before you. I'm just a beggar standing at your door, in need of some love in need of some warm love. Be my God, strengthen me. Let me lay my weary head against you now. This is my prayer, an offering of love. Come close to me.